السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
And let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes.
الحمد لله الحمد لله
الحمد
الحمد
لله.
لله we are back with another episode yet again. And it's been a while, honestly. You know, we've been dealing with life. I got a new job, so I'm in the middle of transitioning with that, figuring out my schedule and all that. So, you know, it's been some new adjusting in our family, you know. But alhamdulillah, everything is well now. And yeah, we're back with another episode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, hopefully I didn't miss us too much, you feel me? But we're back. We're back.
Stop trying to be like me because you don't got the.
No, you said we're back a little bit. You were back. That sounds better. Okay. Yes, you read about. Oh, did anybody even comment on the halal moon or?
Oh, I didn't even check. Honestly, I didn't get to check in the reviews of anybody.
Yeah, we gotta check that out. I just thought about it right now.
Yeah.
Okay, but inshallah. So, what we would like to talk about is marrying back home. Like our thoughts on that. You know, we had some of our viewers ask that question. Like that's something that they want
us to talk about, and you know, what we do, we think about it, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're primarily going to talk about the Gambia. That's where we're from. But we are in the conversation. It's about Africa in general. Marrying back home, meaning marrying Africa while you're in the United States.
Yeah, she's from the Gambia. I'm from Gambisara, Okwande Gambisara. We gave birth to the Gambia. So all my Gambisara people, please raise your hands up.
Yeah, I done hyped him up so much that now the joke is getting overpaid.
It's not even a joke. It's a quota now. Man, it's a quota.
How y'all Sara Gambisara when there's how many ethnic type of groups?
You don't hear
in
the name
Gambia?
Gambisara. We gave birth to the Gambia.
Y'all named yourself that. Ain't
Gambia
nobody...
was nothing. It was Gambia. Hey, But we are we gave birth to the Gambia.
You know, Gambisara. I'm not gonna go back and forth for you because
yep.
It's how many there's Jolas, Madinkas, and y'all little Soninke group be saying yes, y'all the one that's out of Gambia.
Like
and mind you, Soninke is kind of one of like the it's I have a real question though. Soninkus are like one of the lowest amount of people there, right?
Percentage wise?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't make a lot of Gambia.
Isn't that high.
Yeah.
That's a fact though. But at the end of the day, you know what it is? It was a takeover.
Sure.
The Malinkes and the Wolohos came and took over our country. But it is Okwande Gambisara. You're not taking that away from me, Kala. Gambisara, Okwande Gambisara. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, anyways, I'm not even going to get into that. You know these men.
All right.
But anyway, so do you personally know people that got married back home? Like friends, family?
Yeah. I know a few people that got married back home.
Mm-hmm. And like when you talk to them, have they been like successful? Or like what are some of the challenges?
Obviously, I feel like some of the challenges is that the fact that, one, a lot of them is trying to bring their wives here. You know what I mean? Because it's hard to have to go back, come,
distance,
go
right?
in and come in. And even the, I don't know how much it is, because, you know, some sisters do it too. Like, you know, you got some friends.
Mm-hmm.
How did they say their process was?
First talk about you and then I'll go.
Okay, because with my friends, obviously, some guys don't care. Like, they don't mind going and coming.
But it is money, though.
It's money. That's it's a lot of money, because going and coming. And then I think Islamically, you can't be away from your wife for like 6 months, if I'm not wrong.
Do people copy that? Do people actually follow that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's under circumstances, but like, I think naturally, you can't be away from your wife for six months or a year. It's one of the, I'm not 100%. I'll look that up, but yeah, so.
It's just a certain time period, basically.
Yeah, it has a time period. You can't be like, some people, I see some people, they get married in Qatar. Once they get married, then they, like, because marriage comes with its blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get the papers to, let's say, Spain or America or whatnot. Then they come over here and they spend like 10, 15 years. Bro, what?
No, but it's also, you have to think about it. Like, a lot of them will get, like, visas, right? And they come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they go back, it's like a tourist visa. And if they go back, they're not going to be able to come back.
I understand. But that's...
I mean, it's circumstances. I guess they're just trying to work on how to permanently stay here and then bring their wives. You know, I don't know how that really
goes. Yeah, but a lot... Well, from what I've witnessed, a lot of people that happened to, their marriage didn't end up working.
Aww.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
Not only for you. You, the guy, is hard.
Yeah, temptation.
And also
everything.
The lady, too.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's tough. Yeah, some girls, some yarus, like some sisters, they are patient because in their mind they're thinking, okay, at the end of the day, he's gonna bring me one day. So then that's what keeps them firm.
Going,
But
yeah.
that's tough.
Yeah, it is very tough.
Like I can't, me personally, I can't imagine that.
Really?
Me, Yarikara, get married in
Why
Gambia,
would it
Africa?
be hard for you?
Subhanallah, I can't do that, babe. That's it's like it, kudos to the ones who have done it. Like, wallahi, kudos. I'm not trying to bash anybody. If you did it, alhamdulillah, may
It
Allah
worked for
bless
you,
it
right? May Allah
and may
make
it
it
work.
easier.
Yes, may Allah make it easy on you. But me personally, ain't no way. I can't do
I'm
that,
thinking about me, like, would I be able to do it? I think I would actually be able to do it. I'm the type of person, like, babe, you know me. I don't need to see you every day.
Yeah,
You
you
feel like
not.
that? Like, I like my
Yeah,
space.
you like his. I was gonna say that you like his face. So for you, it will probably. But
It
me
would not be a
personally,
problem.
you see, that's the thing. You like your space. I like my space. Don't get wrong. But I also want my wife next to me.
Right. That's the thing with
Especially if
them.
you have kids, that makes it even like 10 times harder. Like, nah. I need you next to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But my friends have done it. To be honest, the friends that I've done it, their husband's been away for like 1.5, 2 years, and then they bring them. But they also take trips in between.
Big
But
time.
it's like the paper situation is very easy for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They could go back and forth because they got the visa or they got the passport and whatnot. So, like I said, for I'm not saying I couldn't have done it, like because that was my grandpa's goal. But God, yeah, I told you, my
What was
grandpa,
his goal?
for me to marry somebody in Gambia.
So, was you gonna do that? So, say if you never found a wife, you would. I mean, not ever, but say you like, say you okay, you was reaching the age of 30, like 30 years, like you're turning 30 this year, and you still don't have a wife. Would you have done it?
It depends on who I connect with.
But you would have considered it at that point.
At that point, because you know me, I wanted to get married young. So I would have been thinking, what am I doing wrong? To be honest,
And I think
because
that's what happens most of the time. Like, people
Muslim is
try to find people
dangerous.
here, and then it don't end up working for them. And then I'm not saying the women in Africa are a second option, but I feel like generally the men want somebody to marry somebody here. Not all the time, but most cases. But then it never works out for them.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like in that regards, it's mainly for the sisters, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
No,
majority of
you'll
the
be
time,
surprised. You'll
I'm
be
not gonna lie.
surprised.
I'm like, I don't
You feel
see a
like the
lot of
girls
brothers
settle?
go. I don't see a lot of brothers go like to college and get married. There's a few, but not a lot. I feel like a lot of the
Sisters,
sisters,
well,
they
maybe
go
you're right
there
though.
because no offense, the Gambian guys, you're American? I want you. I love you. I love
You.
you. I love you. Well, I love you too much. Too much. I love you. You're like, bro, I don't even know you, bro. I love you. Like, gilinga oh, anim
Well, that's interesting though, but so do you feel like do you feel like a woman should marry a guy back home if he's not financially able to take care of her? That's a good question, right? Like you said, a lot of the sisters go. Do you think they should do that?
I mean, that's what I'm honestly, God. I feel like if he makes you happy,
Honestly, God, or you
I
mean
say
honest
honest
to
to God,
God?
subhanAllah, honest to God, I feel like if he makes you happy, and he treats you the way you want to be treated, because you could get a guy who has a lot, don't get it wrong, but he'll because he has so much and he knows he has so much options, he'll treat you like you're nothing. Because you know what I mean? He has, okay, but the African guys, one thing about them, they loyal to you, they.
In most cases, and
Most
sometimes.
cases,
But you even see Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi
Sallallahu
wasallam and Khadija radiallahu
alaihi
anha, how she was rich,
Yeah.
she was wealthy, she had many businesses, and
Yeah.
all the time she married the Prophet, he wasn't as, you
Because
know.
of the person he was. That's what I'm saying. So if you find someone
And it's about being
that has
patient with
that,
that person too, you know?
but if you find someone that has the qualities of the prophet and he's 6 foot something because
Not
Khayarun.
qualities of prophet, qualities of, yeah, qualities of prophet, but also just a good person in general, a good
Babe, if
Muslim
you
in
had the
general.
qualities of the prophet, you're a perfect person.
Which is impossible, but okay.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Once I said the qualities of the prophet, khalas, that means you're great. But then he's 6 foot something because Kasistan Ugabeti 6 foot up. Because Kungabinga Karade, if that's what you're looking for, we have a lot of tall brothers in Gambia. I'm telling you. Now, I ain't gonna lie, Senegalese. Yeah, subhanAllah, them brothers are tall. They're the tall brothers. But yeah, if he makes you happy and he treats you the way you want to be treated, because a lot of sisters here feel like we don't treat them the way they want to be treated. How do y'all want to be treated?
We want to be loved, appreciated. Like, I think the main thing for me is just I want to feel appreciated. A lot of the things that the woman in the house does before she even had kids, after she have kids, is not noticed,
That's
right?
true.
And we just want someone that we can lean on, someone that like can care for you when you're sick. Someone could cook soup for you when you're sick. Like, for example, when you're sick, I cater to you, right? I will cook pepper soup for some time if you have moolah, if you have a cold or something like that. But vice versa, what can you really do for me, brother?
What? Sweetheart.
Babe, what you do for me?
Babe, you need anything? I'll go to the store and buy it.
But that's not that homey remedy feeling, you know?
It's a feeling
It's
that you get to get
something.
what
I'm
you
not here to
want.
like belittle what you do, but you see the difference in the catering, right?
But that's the thing. Okay, babe.
You don't know how to cook, brother, and
Hey,
that's the point of
sweetheart.
what we're saying.
Let's be 100. If I were, let's say I were to cook, would you eat it?
Babe, if I give you a couple of lessons and then I trust your thing, but you're not about to make something for the first time and have me eat that when I'm sick and then I might die from that. No, thank you.
The sickness would get worse. Even your sickness would be like,
And
yo,
you know
what's
what I'm
going on
saying?
right here?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a different type of catering.
Yeah, that's a
Your
fact.
catering is definitely appreciated, but like, I would like to wait for me to cater for someone when they're sick, you know, for them to do the same to me, you know?
I feel like yes, I can't cook, but there's other things that I could do. Like, for example,
Buy me
lessen
medicine.
your burden in house. Like, for example, clean up the house for you, whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Have you
those are
relax
very
more?
appreciated.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
But
not
the
saying
cooking
not
part,
appreciated.
babe, we're gonna have a burnt kitchen.
But you have to try, babe. Let's get into the habit of like making sure our husbands know how to do simple stuff. Very important. Because when you're not here, you have kids. When you're not here, you know who's to provide for them.
Babe, I've been saying this.
What?
If you remember the past episodes, I could cook. You just don't eat my cooking.
Babe, you're still not getting what I'm saying.
I'm a YouTube chef. That's what my kids is gonna eat.
Babe, you're not getting what I'm saying.
Babe, I'm saying, you
What
said we
I'm
should learn how
saying,
to cook, right?
it's not about you want me to eat your food after the first try. I said, no, I'm not gonna do that. After I've teach you and I believe that you are securely able to master a meal, that's when I'm going to eat
I
it.
know how to master eggs and eggs, an omelet.
But that's not what I'm asking for. I'm not
No,
asking
but
for
you don't even like
eggs.
my omelets.
I don't, all right, one
And
thing
I
about me,
master
I don't
that.
eat anybody's eggs. I rarely eat anybody's eggs because it
Exactly.
needs to be prepared a certain way or else my stomach will do backflips.
Okay.
But I want like you to cook me some chew, some thingamajo-ho.
SubhanAllah.
Some like, you know, get down in the kitchen, brother.
Babe, you might have to go ask my cousins what happened when I get in the kitchen
But
and try to cook something
I'm
that
not gonna
big.
keep using that as a reference, babe. You have to
We're gonna have a
learn.
burnt kitchen up in this house, SubhanAllah. Yep, burnt kitchen.
But like, it's so sad. It's so sad. You damn near approaching 30. You still just, like, be for real, babe.
I'm trying to tell you,
Babe.
I can cook. We're not gonna keep going back and forth. I could cook, Kara.
Dude,
You just don't like
let
my
me tell you.
food.
All right, guys, if you think that if you, being able to cook one dish off of YouTube is
Not one
qualifying,
dish, many dishes. YouTube got a
I'm saying
lot
what
of
I'm saying for
dishes.
the first time is qualifying as someone that can cook. Please let us know. Or if you disagree, also let us know what you think. What's your thought on this? Because
It's
you.
not knowing, it's the effort behind it, right?
But anyways, we're not here to talk about whether you can cook or not. Because if that's the case, we're going to be sitting here arguing about that for every episode. Or debating about that for every episode. But so do you think that woman or guy should bring their significant other in Africa right away when they get married, or they should wait to see like, is this person actually down or are they down for the papers?
Okay, I feel like for the brothers, yes. For the sisters, I ain't gonna lie. I've seen brothers come here and run.
Run away, right?
I've seen that. That's not to discourage anybody who wants to get married in Gambia, because there are great brothers out there. I'm not trying to discourage anybody, but yeah, we have seen that before, and that's why I think a lot of sisters are skeptical when it comes to that.
But you see how the paper situation takes about like 2.5 years anyways. So do you feel like they should start after the 2.5 year mark, or
Like, what you mean?
when you do the visa, it takes about 2.5 years to get approved?
Okay.
Should they wait after, like, before they even started? Should they wait?
After they get
How long
married?
should they wait before they start filing, basically?
So pretty much you're saying after they get married or before they get married, they should file it.
I'm asking, how long after they get married should they file it?
No, because if it takes that long, obviously you should file it right after, depending on how long it takes.
But you
Because
just said that they should wait. The woman
no,
should
because
wait.
I be thinking some people get it faster though. I could
But
have sworn some people
you
get it
just
within
said
months.
that you should. Well, never.
I'm
Never.
telling you, one of my cousins, her husband got it, well, like within
Who?
months. I don't want to say no name. We don't say
The ones
names.
that recently got married?
She got married a minute ago. I'm all, no, she been got married, but her husband, when they applied the visa, he got it quick.
Okay, but it usually does take about a half, 1.5 years to 2 years. So, do you feel like they should do it immediately after they get married, or wait a year to test the, person out?
Yeah, wait a year.
But then that's also gonna be more long, like it's gonna be take more
Yeah, but if
time.
the guy really wants you and is not about the visa or whatnot, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That would
But
also show.
maybe it's a problem for the girl because she's the one that's gonna have to keep paying the flights to go back.
That's what. Okay,
Imagine she has
so
a kid and all that.
let me rephrase my answer, right? So if the sister is okay with going back and forth, it's not a big problem. She wouldn't really see, is this guy true to his word? Did he marry me for me or marry me because I'm American, right? Then I feel like, okay. Then she should do that. Wait a year. But if she feels like, nah, I need my husband by my side, because that's how I am. Like I said with you, I need my wife by my side. Then in that case, yeah, right after. Actually, before, once I engage, because if you need him right by your side, you might want to start it ASAP, right?
Right, that's true.
But in all, I would say, like I said, brothers, bring your wife ASAP, okay? Sisters, take your time. Don't worry. The Gambian brothers is gonna hate me for
Right,
this comment.
they trying to come here and
They
work.
like, brother, what are you trying to do to us? I'm sorry, my
So I have
friends.
another question though. How you feel about men who have a wife and then like, so what about, okay, what would you do if you brought your wife in and she ran away from you or said she don't want you anymore?
Does that really happen? I
I'm
never.
asking you, what would you do?
What would I do? Immigration, where are you guys? ICS,
You really would do
ISCI.
that? It's USCIS, brother.
Is
Go
it
to
you?
stay in
I
school.
don't know. I think it's ICE.
No, it's USCIS. Stay in
Whatever you told
school.
me, he read
ICE
that.
is Homeland Security, I think. I think
Immigration,
they're
come
ICE.
pick these women up, please. I beg, I beg,
You
I
would
beg.
really do that though?
Nah, you know
I
I
feel
don't
like
got
I
the
would just
heart for that.
divorce the person and just go about my life.
Yeah, I don't got the heart for that. I can't really do that, but I mean, she wasn't for me then. It is what it is. We move.
Right, we move, right? This is never gonna happen again, right? But we move.
I would do it again.
You
I
would
would
get
go.
married to somebody back home?
If I find the right one again,
Yeah,
I would do it.
you're right. But that's gonna be a lot of money, bro.
It's gonna be in my head though. Like I'm gonna be a little skeptical. Like, okay, let's say for the first one, I'll be carefree. I don't care. Marry her. Boom, boom, bring her. Because no, actually, us brothers don't think a wife would do that. Run away from us is crazy. But if anything, if I go again, round two, I'm gonna move a little bit tactical.
Okay, so what about the men that are here? They bring their wife and then they start acting, like start getting a second wife. They don't want to take care of their obligations and stuff like that.
Like you mean like
They don't want to provide for her. They be mad stingy. That's true, it happened.
they bring their wife here.
And then they start acting stingy. You know when the wife is in Africa, they be flashing all the money, taking care of her. But as soon as she come here, they turn it
But
on.
but listen, it's different though, because in Africa, $100 equals 6,000.
That's not the point I'm trying to make. The
But that's
point I'm
what
trying to make is either way,
what I'm
the what he will bring the wife and she
okay,
start
but that
acting.
but what I'm trying to say is reality hits when they hear you got bills, you got all of
But
this
you should have
stuff.
known that before you shot
Okay,
your wife, right?
but that's what I'm saying. If they got married in Qatar, the expense is way cheaper.
But he's still paying rent here. He's still buying.
He's paying rent. Maybe he's living with his mom and dad.
Yeah, but you need to
He's
stop
paying less
defend. I
rent.
don't think you should defend them.
I'm not def babe, I'm trying to
Because you're
I'm
saying, you're
not babe,
trying to
you
say the, okay, but in the opposite, yeah, it was cheaper over
No,
there. We get that. I'm not saying like he has to splurge on her here. No, I'm just saying her basic necessities, he's being stingy with that.
then he's not going by the deen. You can't do that.
Right, that's it.
You have your obligations. You gotta make sure you keep your obligations at least. You know what I mean?
You'll be surprised though.
What I'm saying is Things hit different though. Like
Yeah,
when
definitely.
you said fashion
You're
and
not
money
gonna
part, that's
be.
what I'm
You're not
trying to.
gonna get splurged the same way you in Gambia.
That's what
We
I'm
know
trying to
that,
say. Like an iPhone every, you
right?
know, over subhanAllah. My phone is broken. Send me a new iPhone. ASAP, they send an
Right.
iPhone. Over here, my phone is broken. Let's go. Let's go to the fixes or whatever. I'm not gonna take that. I'm not, you know what I mean? Because it's different. But like I said, when it comes to the splurging part, is what I was trying to address. He can splurge out there or buy her whatever because it's cheaper. But then once you come here, he can't do that. But then also that's bad because you got to keep the same energy.
Yep, definitely.
So brothers,
If you
make
can't
sure you
keep it up in America,
don't do it,
then let me
brothers.
stop. That's your business to
No,
each their own, right?
brothers, don't do it. Don't do it to
So how do you
yourself.
feel if your child wants to get married back home? Or your child wants to get it or your yeah.
My son, my boy,
Or your daughter?
may Allah bless us with one. If my son, I'm going off of son right now because Allah bless us with a son. If Ba was to say, Ba, I found a wife in Gambia, I want to marry her. Tafadhal. Is she Muslim? Is she a good person? Do you feel like she makes you happy?
So does she have to be from our culture, like Gambian?
What do you mean, Sarankule?
Yeah.
Like I said, when it comes to this whole cultural thingy, I feel like it's a tough. All right, for the brothers, I'm not gonna lie, it's easier. I'm gonna keep it 100. I'm
So
not
if
even
he
trying to
found like
front.
a Madinka.
A Malinka woman, and she treats him right. She speaks English at least. Because if she's
Maybe
speaking
she
that
don't.
only Malinka, how are me and her gonna talk?
That's the thing. You gotta make a decision, brother. You not marry her. Your son's married her.
And he understands it.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. My son speaks Malinka because I'm like,
Oh,
but.
she speaks like a little Soninka, but she's mainly Madinka.
But that's what I'm saying. They got to be able to communicate. That's the main thing. If they
Yeah,
communicate and
definitely.
they, alhamdulillah, like they get along pretty well. Right? You know, he feels like she's his peace. If she brings my son peace, then alhamdulillah, tafaddali ya sheikh. But if what's it called? Subhanallah. If it's like when it comes to the, this is the thing. What would I prefer though? If that's what your question is, rather, what who he married would
No,
be a
that wasn't my
sarakule.
question.
Well,
That
that's what I'm gonna
was
refer the question to. What would I prefer? I would prefer a sarakule because of the
Interesting.
jikus. We're on the bana jiku, we don't have the same mentality,
Yeah,
you know.
somewhat, to some degree.
Yeah, and a lot of the cultures, we have different cultures for a reason. Cultures clash, but like I said, we at the end of the day, if y'all. Right for each other, y'all right for each other. Nobody can stand in y'all way. Because even if my son wanted to marry an American Muslim, Bismillah.
Really?
Voila.
What about your daughter?
If my daughter wanted to marry American Muslim brother,
Or Arabic Muslim?
because you with
Or
the
Egyptian?
Arabics, I'm get Egyptian, honey. We going with the Egyptian.
Or Mauritanian Muslim?
And he treats her right.
Of course.
And he does his obligations. He could.
Babe, of course. Yes or no, would you do
The main thing is, no, because.
He does everything above. He's a good person. The only thing is he's not from Gambia. He's not Sonic. Yes or no, brother?
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
I'm okay
I
with
will
it.
make sure I save this video and frame
I don't mind it because at the end of the day,
it.
I don't want to create a fitna.
Our parents might kill us, but
It's not their child getting married; it's my child. I'm in charge of that. But the thing is, I don't want to create a fitna. That's why I would not say no
right, sure.
if he's a good person.
Let them get
You
married
know,
to each other. Yep,
well, yeah,
I
because
agree.
we don't want to create more fitna. Because now, let's say I say no, and then she finds a drug dealer. Subhanallah.
The
You get
drug
what I
dealer,
mean?
yeah.
So I would rather a great person, you know, he treats her right, he treats her with respect, you know what I mean? And she loves him, okay, alhamdulillah. I will be questioning a lot of questions, so I ain't gonna lie, but hey, so come on.
You rich, brother?
Brother, what do you have? No, not rich. Come on, we're not gonna do that. How much kitabs
How much kitab is in
is in your head?
your hand? Absolutely zero.
Nah, don't do me like
How
that.
much kitab is in
I mean, I know
your head? Don't
kitabs.
expect somebody
I
to be
didn't
some.
memorize it, but I know a lot of
So, what
kitabs.
are you asking the guy? How many kitab is in his head, or how much did he
I'm gonna be
memorize?
asking him some swals in the hadith. Ya Sheikh, tafadli ya Sheikh. How are you Egyptian and you don't even speak your own language? There are some like that, to be honest.
But not Egyptian. It could be any. What about Nigerian?
Nigerian. Yeah, if he's
If
Muslim.
you there are good Muslims everywhere around the world, so
100%, 100%.
yes.
It's scary because you think about
They don't know that we don't know how these people are.
how their family is.
Right.
So we pray that it's a good family also.
Yeah, the
And
family.
then let's say, because you know the daughter goes to the family,
Yeah.
right? That's why I feel like with us, we want the daughter mainly to marry in the Salon Khulle, because we all connected, we're all one. Whereas in them,
The
there's a
guy.
barrier,
Right.
you know. So I feel like it's tougher, but I would not say no to it. I would prefer Salon Khulle, mainly.
Very true.
You know, we great. Salon Khulle, we're like. So how about you? How you feel about it? What would your stance be on that? Your
I
son or your
agree.
daughter?
I want my daughter to marry within the Gambian.
Oh, so it's not only me. Because I have an
But
equal
it don't
option.
have to be Swan and Ghetto. Just around the same country, to be honest. But I wouldn't be opposed to it, to be honest, if she wanted someone else. Because love is love. True love is not always going to be found within your culture. And we have to understand that as people. Like, no, we were not made to marry within the same culture sometimes. Sometimes Allah give us the will to go elsewhere, explore. This is how our ummah gets greater, right?
No, 100%. And then you asked me a question earlier. I wanted to ask your response on that. How do you feel when it comes to someone marrying in Qatar?
I mind my business because it ain't my business.
Don't do that. Let's say you didn't meet me, right?
I wouldn't do it.
You would not do it?
Nah, it's not for me. I know it's not for me.
Okay,
I like my
let's.
space, like I said before, but I ain't paying for nobody to come here. And then when you come here, like, I personally, people have the patience for it, but I don't have the patience to build the whole life for you, that wait for you to, get your stuff together, then
Oh yeah, that also
do
goes.
that,
You're right on that building the whole life part.
Yeah, you have to pay. Alhamdulillah, those who are patient, may Allah grant you more patience.
I
May
mean,
Allah reward you for your patience.
my life.
But I just personally don't. I can't. I don't. I don't see myself doing that. And I'm also like, I've in my family, I've went through a lot of like immigration issues with my family. That's one of the main reasons why I would not do getting married back home is because I'm scared of the immigration issues that I might have to face. And what if like your spouse gets re rejected and can't come here? Then what am I gonna do?
Damn, that is tough. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sisters, I heard my wife said
No, but
something.
usually, alhamdulillah, Allah is, the best of plans.
Yeah, because if
It
you.
always ends up working out. But I'm just like, I don't know. You know what I went through with immigration. And like, I just cannot. I don't want to deal with nothing paperwork, nothing USCIS, yes, nothing. Nothing.
None of that. None of that.
Yep.
Allow it, fam. Allow it. Yeah, but that is a great point. You know, like some sisters could. Yeah, okay, think about that. Like, it's a lot of things. That's why I say it's harder for the sisters than the brothers, to be honest.
Definitely, yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? For
Definitely
us,
true.
it's like, okay, it didn't work with you. Tafadhali ya Sheikh. That's why we're allowed to marry four.
But one thing I would like, maybe if I haha move on. Like, yeah, this joke about marrying for do it and leave us alone. Like, seriously, I keep joking about it.
What is your stance on that?
It's not a joke. If you're gonna get married to four wives, do it, bro.
How do you feel?
Can you get? Can you? I know you. Can you take care of four wives? Can you even take care of two wives?
Sweetheart, do you not know who I am?
No, seriously, man. We haven't said. Can you take care of two wives?
Yes, I can. If I wanted to, yes, I
In
can.
the United States of America, both of them is in the United States of
I
America.
can if I wanted to.
Wow, how many hours of work are you gonna do for that?
Now that's gonna be the
100. How many hours in a week? 180 or something? Let me
right
see. 24 times 7.
Yeah, check that out. Let's see. 24 times
It's
seven.
168. Yeah, you're gonna have to work 180 a week.
Go above and beyond.
Work out extra hours in a week. Nah,
Oh,
but what's my stance on getting you marrying a second wife?
man.
You know my stance.
Yeah,
We
you.
talked about this before we married. I said I prefer it, my husband, not to get married to a second wife. But boy, when you get married, don't stuff change.
Yeah, she said, make sure you still paying my brand and make sure if I'm being taken good care of, I'm good with everything. I
Nah, I'm
said,
joking. I don't know. Maybe now that I'm in, I don't know.
because the thing is, I mean, it's a tough topic, but it's understandable for the
Right.
sisters because dean wise, it is something that is acceptable and highly recommended if you could do
If
it.
you could, right.
But it is tough, and for me, you know, I just be chatting sometimes, but like, it's a tough thingy where you think about, It's a lot of obligations on it,
Yeah.
and it's tough to
You
make
have
sure
to
you
be
balance.
careful
You
because
have
you
to be
will be
balanced.
judged accordingly on how you treat your wife.
Exactly. So it's a lot, because there's always going to be one who you love more than the other, no matter what. You could say, I love you, but there's one that Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
In your heart, right?
Your heart just
But I
is
have a
her.
question. So usually, is it like men always love the first wife more, or it doesn't matter?
I'm not gonna lie. Mind your caddy.
Really?
You don't even know.
Manyo means a new bride.
I feel like with the first wife, the men respect the first wife the most.
But that's so sad because with the first wife, she went through with the most
That's
with
the
you.
thing. So he respects her the most.
But how come you don't love her most?
I mean, I'm not saying for
She
everybody.
went with you through thick and thin. And
That's what
you're
I'm
gonna
trying to
come tell
say.
me here you don't love me most?
That's what I'm trying to tell
Chill.
you. It's a matter of, okay, so brothers like shiny objects. You understand what
So
I mean?
basically the new one on the shelf.
In a sense, but
I
not
get it.
always, because I've seen some who had one, two, three wives. The second one was his favorite. But it's because what she brings, maybe.
Right.
She probably is the one who brings in the most peace.
Right, you're right. So
So it
what each
depends.
of
If
them
the first
offer?
one brings him like the
Nah, but
peace of his life,
y'all always drive the first one crazy. So by the time you get another wife, she's
nah.
psycho. I'm joking.
Nah, but like it all depends. Like, you
Yeah.
know, some men, I feel like they marry a second wife mainly
For a
because they
different
want
option,
more kids.
different reasons, right?
Yeah, everybody has their reason. It's not a matter of, oh, she's not good to me, I don't love. They love the first one, but because, let's say for example, they want kids, and the first one, Allah didn't make it easy for
Or
her.
maybe they're done having kids.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
situations happen, and they want more kids. Oh, I'm gonna marry a second wife. Okay, go ahead. As long as, like you said, as long as you're
So what
taking
are
care
you
of me,
scared about when you get a second wife? And sisters,
being fair.
I'm not talking to this to come holla at my husband. Ooh,
Love
he ain't looking, sister.
it, fam. We good out here, right? But
That
what
you said
I'm
you're mainly scared about being fair.
being fair, because I feel like the love I have for you, right? It's gonna be hard for someone to come and I treat them.
You think so for me? You love me?
Nah, don't do that. What? Yo, why she doing me like
This person,
that?
I didn't think you loved me. Because I'm thinking, damn, once you get a second wife, you finna love
She
that
said it's over
person.
for me.
Nah, I'm laughing.
Oh, no, you really hilarious, babe. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, it's like, cause I feel like, especially right now, me and you, we have a son, right? My main focus is gonna be y'all, no matter what. You know what I mean? It's gonna be tough for me to give all my energy to
Or
that. Cause if you call me like,
maybe when you get another child with the other wife,
then you could try to almost balance it, but
yeah.
it'll be tough because you're gonna be like, I'm gonna keep thinking, okay, how's her and by? How's her and by? How's her and by? My
And you
focus.
can't be doing that.
Yeah, because when you're with the second wife, you have to mainly be with her. You know, like I heard, like the prophet, whenever he was with any of his wife, although I think they knew Aisha was his favorite, like he loved Aisha the most, right? You know, Khadija, well, yeah, he loved Aisha the most, right? But whenever he goes to any of theirs, you know, he treats them as if it's only them. None, forget about Aisha, forget about Khadija, all is you and me.
Now
That's it.
you might be able to do that, but deep in your head, you're not doing
But that's the thing. I don't know how to react in that
that. Right, yeah, that's
situation. You
true.
know what I'm saying? It's like in my head, I always say that, like, can I even manage it?
You know, I was talking to my grandma today, I mean yesterday, and she told me how they do it in Africa. Like in Africa, it'd be the wife and all her kids in one room. Each wife and her kid in the room, and then the husband has his own room. When it's that day for that wife goes to his room.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not
You never knew
crazy,
that?
bro.
Yeah, you never
And I
noticed
said,
that?
so Jaga, when you came here, you looking at us like, what we doing? We sleep with our husbands in the same room?
Yeah, that is, yo, you're
Isn't
right.
that crazy?
That, but I feel like only when they have multiple wives. But if it's just one, it's them and her.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. But I
But
feel
I
like,
feel like majority and
hold up, let me think.
majority of them end up
Never mind.
because nobody knows if they're gonna get a second wife, so they just all plan.
No, you know, African men, they
Right.
automatically in the ground back in the days. I'm not talking about nowadays. Even nowadays, maybe.
Even
But
nowadays,
back
yeah.
in the days, the old men, they
But
was
that's not
already in
crazy. I
their
feel like
mind,
that's
I'm
kind
marrying
of
three.
weird, though.
Huh?
I feel like that's kind of weird.
Nah, babe, don't do that, because they, in a sense, they follow in the sunnah. So you can't say that. It's a matter of prepare. It's better to be ready, even
No,
if,
I'm not
let's say.
saying it's crazy what the step. I'm saying like I'm gonna have to leave my room, my kids is in the room to go with you.
I mean, it's your husband.
I'm not saying that's not the problem here, though. But it's like, I like how we do it here. The kids have their own room and we stay in our room.
Yeah, oh, I have to, yeah, you're right. I have to, because the thing with Africa,
There's limited rooms and
it's not,
stuff.
it's because they build a house like for family. They build a family house. They don't build like, oh, like, you know, for just
I
them.
get it, I get it. Like, it's
It's
not
like
just one
multiple
hut
people.
for them. It's
Yeah, like my
everybody's
cousins,
in
my
there.
aunts, my uncle, you
Okay.
know, like they bring everybody in
Yeah, that
there.
makes sense.
So
That's
that's why
interesting,
it's
though, that
tough.
they do that.
But I feel like if it were like, for example, like you said, oh, if they built it for just them, they will have it like,
Yeah, the
okay.
husband will probably be rotating, right? He'll rotate instead of
No,
him.
like, yeah, he'll have his room. Obviously, never mind, because I've seen one he has only his house and then he has his own guest home, but it's still the same way. I think that's just their mentality, because every wife has their room and then boom. But yeah, it's a, I think that's just how they move. That's just
That's interesting.
probably that's what they seen with their grand their fathers and stuff. So
Definitely. They didn't get this from nowhere.
yeah, they got it from their fathers for sure.
But you know how, like, my last name is Jawara, and I was recently talking to one of my uncles, and you know how, like, when people be like, Jawara Diko? I'm actually not a Jawara Diko.
What is that?
You know Diko? You know how they be like, Saganoromal
Yeah.
Dinke? But I'm not. Do you know Diko?
I don't know what that means.
Diko is like our name, like how you do Malinke, we do Diko. You get it or no?
I don't get what is a Diko.
What is a Malinke? A Malinke,
We came from the Malinke tribe, I heard,
right? Right, but
supposedly.
Diko, I don't
Damn.
know. I don't know the history behind Diko, but it's actually Jawara Kirambi.
Kirambi.
Yeah, and Kirambi is like back in the day, like before we were Muslim and stuff like that. So we already originated. We were not Muslim. Our
Wow.
house, we were Muslim.
Damn, call guy down, can
So,
it?
stop with that. So basically, we started off as like the reckless people of the village. We
Ah.
were strong. We would break everything, and Kirambi means like someone who's brave, you know. So that's why we went on as Kirambi, and after we took Islam and stuff like that, we were still known for Kirambi. But that died out because you know we're not as,
Who told you he's younger?
yeah.
I like learning stuff like
Yeah, I'll
that.
be asking about our family history and stuff like that.
That's a I see. I don't. I can't go back into hours. I just heard someone call Malinke, and I'm just saying, my mom said yeah, I used to be Malungos.
But then it's interesting because like now when people ask me, and not a lot of people know it's Kirambi.
In your
Like you
family,
have to really be so Nike to know that what is a Kirambi.
I don't even know what's a Diko.
No, what I'm saying is that mainly now everybody that has a last name Jawara, they be like Diko. That's the most common one now. Kirambi
The actual
is
term.
like for my house.
Okay, from Sabine Gonu.
If
Y'all heard
you
that? Sabine Gonu. Y'all was a
like
Kirambi.
Jawara Kirambi, purr. Alhamdulillah.
I don't know about that. That it sounded like you were saying y'all was very hard-headed.
It's just interesting to learn about your
No,
family history.
I love, you see you telling me this, I like that because it's like something I never knew about that. That's like,
And it's surprising. Like, I thought we started as Muslims.
we thought every African was Muslim.
It's crazy. Well, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So did he tell you I was Christian before?
I don't know what they were. He didn't get into that specific room.
Damn, it's like, how did he learn that? Like, you know what I mean?
He was born there, and he used to sit with the
The
he
Knesset.
was born there, and he sat with my dad's dad until he passed away eventually. But he told me that he used to always ask him questions and stuff like that.
That's what one thing I used to love about sitting with my Toma, because you'll ask him something, he'll tell you. But I don't, me personally, I didn't take advantage of it. I mean, I still got time, alhamdulillah.
That's
But
why it's wise, you know, to sit with the elders. You learn a lot.
yeah, you do learn a lot about your heritage. But
Definitely.
that's the thing why I'm so keen on, like, going back to our children marrying, because with the Salon Khulis, it's like a lot of culture behind it and
And it will get
stories and stuff.
lost. It'll eventually get lost.
Exactly. So if you let your children marry elsewhere, your legacy or your culture's
I
legacy
guess
is
it's,
kind of
yeah.
dimming down,
Even if
dimming
it's
down.
the guy that's wanting and the girl something else, it's still gonna dim down no matter what.
The guy? Nah, because
Okay,
we're the leaders. You know what I mean? So
Yeah, so the
it's
girl would
different.
just come into your culture, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
And my daughter, she's not gonna forget her culture, but it's gonna kind of like her children is gonna pick up the dad's culture. It's always you pick up the dad's culture, not really you pick up the mom's culture until y'all divorce
Man, that's
when it was a
true.
bit loud. But then you know, then it becomes like the mom takes the kid or whatever and teaches them, you know. But still, that's why I'm so keen on like my child marrying within our culture, because I don't want our
But
culture to die out.
at the end, we just pray that my little do what's best for our children at the end
I
of the day.
mean, because you already see over here, a lot of our American brothers and sisters, they don't speak the language. They don't know nothing about the culture, nothing about their, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like for a lot of us, we should really try to learn it.
Appreciate that too.
Yeah, not even, we should really try to keep this code. Because this is the thing, we have something that's unique. A lot of these Tibabunu, they can't go back to all the way back to knowing their culture.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Where we have that privilege, so we should take advantage of it.
But that also slavery, played a part in that. Like the African Americans that are here,
Yeah, exactly. They don't
slavery
know.
played a part in that too.
They don't know nothing about their background. They don't know where they came from, where their people came from, their ancestors. They go to ancestry.com. Asuni
Don't say that.
Ancestry? Babe,
Today
I actually want to do it though.
we would like to bring to you today's sponsor, Ancestry.com.
Yo, hold up. Let's not say that there. And then they sue us.
All right.
Astaghfirullah. Sorry, Ancestry. Just said I don't believe, well, freedom of speech. I don't believe in it. I really don't. I actually want to take it. I really want to take that ancestry. If they tell me I'm part white, babe, I'm flipping out. Because I'll wear.
What about if it was at 1%?
If they actually write down Sonin kid, 100%, I will tell everybody like,
Well,
yo.
you're not 100%. So I'm gonna Madinka. Madinka tribe.
Good point. But they don't know that. Let's see what they say.
Let's see what they say.
If
That's
they tell me,
interesting.
I kind of want to do it. Because I
Yeah.
be seeing people, they say you're 5% Poland. How? Where? Where did that come from, bro?
You don't
Babe,
know.
how do they know that?
Right from your spit, like what? That's interesting. But they compare everybody's spit around the world and see who has the same. I don't know if it's DNA. I don't know if I'm using the right terms, but they mix and match. But one time, oh my gosh, one time, when I was little, I used to do like these little background histories on my family on the computer.
Really?
I ran up my dad's name.
Huh?
His dad came up,
His dad's name came up.
and his dad has never ever been in. Like no documentation of his dad. Back then there was no birth certificates, nothing.
No, but maybe when your dad came into the city, who's your father? Boom, 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 boom. You understand?
Well,
It's gonna be in the system. You was about to say, yo, how did they know that? I'm like, babe, hello, he came into the country. They're gonna ask you all them questions.
you're
Now,
right.
if they were to say his grandfather's, then you'd be like, okay, hold on, wait a minute now. How did y'all know this? Because I don't know why would y'all go that deep to ask the man that. Another thing, a lot of us, we know our, that name. We have the tree. My father's father, his father's
Your
father.
great 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 grandfather?
Huh?
Or you only know up to your grandfather?
No,
Or
I
your great
know
grandfather?
my grandfather's father.
Okay, that's all you know up to it. I actually wanted to sit one day and write
No,
all
I
this
know his
down.
father's
Oh,
name
you
too.
do? What is his father's father's name?
Usman.
Really? Wow.
You know how I know?
How?
Because Kisma Usman was the first son. They always name after. That's what another
Oh.
reason why I feel like the culture, I think that's a cultural thingy where they name
He
the
was the
first son
first son.
after the father. You
Wow.
see why we named Ba Muhammad?
Yeah.
So now he'll be Muhammad. But then it automatically go, I'm the
It
soma.
won't
It's
be
always by
Muhammad.
somas though.
He won't name his son Muhammad.
No, he's gonna name his son Biagi.
Yeah.
Okay, Biagi, Muhammad. I'm a soma, so it's always the somas that get that privilege.
You said Muhammad?
Muhammad.
He will name the Biagi Muhammad?
No, I said his son's name, inshallah, is gonna be Biagi. That son's name is gonna be Muhammad. Biagi, Muhammad,
Oh.
Biagi, Muhammad.
Oh, so just flip flop, flip
Unless they
flop,
want to
flip
kill that
flop.
culture,
It
but
would
they.
just be flip flop,
That's
really?
how they normally do it. The Soma. They always name the
Wow.
Soma after their father. So Kisman
Wow,
Panchu
I
was
never
the
thought
Soma
about that.
of his dad. That's how I know. I don't even need to know it. I just know it because of that.
Only the guys get that privilege, the girls don't get that
The
privilege.
girls get the mother. But the girls, you can't do that because of the fact that she gets married into somewhere else. You understand what I mean?
So it's not likely that maybe she
Yeah,
won't get
theirs is a
her,
little bit.
maybe she
Yeah.
won't get her mom's name. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, a lot of the time the first daughter gets the husband's mom's name a lot of the
Yeah, a
time.
lot of time, most of the time,
So
yeah.
with the sisters it's tougher, but for the brothers,
It's
for the
always gonna
somas
be
only. I'm
flip
not
flop.
talking about for
But
the
then that
others.
means,
It's easier for
so
us to
your
remember.
dad's name is gonna be in the family tree forever if they continue this.
Yeah, my dad's name is Muhammad.
And
His
then
dad's name
you're.
is Biagi. My Thomas dad's name is Usman. No, stuff like it's Muhammad, stuff like.
I don't know if you guys are understanding this, but this is so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, Biyagi, my husband's family started with Usman.
No, hey, before that, I don't know who's
No,
leader
but
above that.
as far as you know, it's Usman.
Usman and then Muhammad.
Muhammad,
And then
then
after Muhammad,
Biyagi.
Biyagi.
And then, now your dad, Muhammad. You, Biyagi. Your son, Muhammad. Muhammad would name his son Biyagi.
Inshallah.
Biyagi would name his son Muhammad.
Inshallah.
Hey, inshallah.
The
Oh,
first son. Because Matoma's not the first. That's why
it's delayed.
his mom punch you. Usman. That's why I said his, why I said it's not Usmani.
Bro, so
Muhammad, Biyagi, Muhammad,
even if we name my
Biyagi,
son
Muhammad.
after my dad's probably won't continue. It'll only continue on my brother's side.
Yeah, mainly.
Because my dad's name is Idris. So if our son names he won't name his son after his grandfather. He will only name after his father.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
But yeah,
But we
something
really
that
gotta
everybody.
sit down and write down our family. I wanna write our family tree and know everybody, like, you know,
That's
who's
cool.
everybody's mom, who's everybody's grandparents, how are we
Okay, that's
related?
gonna be tough. I ain't gonna lie
Yeah,
to
but it
that.
takes time, but that's something that I want to teach our kids.
That's something that.
Even though it's not really relevant in our family because they're gonna end up on Gambisada, right? But
Okwanda Gambia Sara.
it's still good for
We
them to
gave birth to
know.
the Gambia. Don't forget
But
that.
anyways, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We hope you
Salamika.
guys enjoyed this long episode. We hope we didn't bore you guys.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys understand. May Allah continue to guide us all on Sunnah and Tawheed. May Allah
Amina.
continue to protect us from evil.
Amina.
Grant all our families goodness.
Amina.
Those who passed away, may Allah forgive them and have mercy on their souls.
Amina,
May
Amina.
Allah allow us all to reunite in Jannatul Firdaus.
Amina. And may Allah protect us all from evil. And may He grant Palestine victory. And may He
Allah.
forgive all of us. And always remember, as long as you're breathing,
You
turn
have a
back to
blessing.
Allah. All right? No matter what you're doing, whether you're selling drugs or whatever, Allah still, He'll forgive you. Just
Right.
turn back to Him.
Allah will be mad at you for not asking him
Exactly.
for not
Don't
make
let
a
the
dawah.
devil win, because the devil is going to be telling you, yo, bro, you might as well just become a kafir. Brother, don't do that. Slow
Right,
it,
don't
fam.
do that.
So that is our advice for today. We should do that. A daily advice at the end of our episodes, right?
I thought you were gonna say daily because we can't even keep up with these
I'm
episodes.
talking about every episode. But yeah, we should always do that. But inshallah, yeah. So remember, Allah is the most merciful.
He's the best of planners.
100%. So, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my dear brothers.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
What? Okay.